Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
People say getting to Wembley for the semi-final is a bit, well, not really. It's winning and getting to the final is the priority. In many ways, I wish it wasn't at Wembley, because I think it takes away a little bit from it.
Warm welcome to Anfield, FA Cup quarter-final time, and on paper, this game with Blackburn is heavily weighted Liverpool's way, but this season the Cup's been anything but straightforward for some of the big sides. Ask Swansea and Stoke have both fallen to this Lancashire outfit, so while Liverpool are clear favourites, their approach today is absolutely critical in this one. Liverpool do make changes from the win over Burnley in the Premier League midweek, and their 11 lines up like this. Simon Mignolet in goal, Glenn Johnson, Martin Skrtel and Dejan Lovren in the back three. Adam Lallana, Emre Can, Jordan Henderson and Lazar Markovic in the midfield. Philip Coutinho, Raheem Sterling and Daniel Sturridge complete the 11. On the bench, Danny Ward, Kolo Touré, Ricky Lambert, Alberto Moreno, Mamadou Sakho, Mario Balotelli and Jordan Williams. Steven Gerrard not risked for this one. Maybe another 8 days rest will do him good. They play a Blackburn Rovers side who have Simon Eastwood in goal. Adam Henley is the right back. The two centre-halves, one the captain in Matthew Kilgallen and the other is Alex Baptiste. Left side of the defence is Marcus Olsen. Midfield on the right, Craig Conway. Centre midfield is Lee Williamson alongside Corey Evans. And on the left-hand side of their attack on the wing is Ben Marshall. Up front then, Kearney behind Rudy Gusted. So no place for Jordan Rhodes in the starting 11. He's on the bench, as is Tommy Spur, Chris Brown, Chris Taylor, Donnyell Henry, Daryl Lenihan and Jason Steele. The referee leads the two teams out. Jay Spearins alongside me. That feeling when you come out of the Anfield tunnel, is it irreplaceable, Jay?
No, nothing. It's going to get much better now when You'll Never Walk Alone comes on. It's something that sends you down your spine, and it's something that the lads will have to get used to with the atmosphere in here and try and forget about it and try and play the football.
So Jordan Henderson once again, the captain. He fits that role well now. Shakes hands with the referee, Andre Mariner. And Mariner, who took charge of Liverpool's 2-1 win at Mansfield in 2013. But he also refereed Roy Hodgson's last game in charge for Liverpool, and that was the 3-1 defeat to Blackburn Rovers in January 2011. So Liverpool in all red, shaking hands with the Blackburn team with that blue and white tops and white shorts, blue socks. And Liverpool burst away towards the top end of the ground. The flags and scarves go up. And this team is ready to see if they can book their place in the semi-finals of the FA Cup. We're not in a major focus on Blackburn Rovers ahead of this game yet. There's one character on the halfway line, Jay, who's having a little bit of a pray and a silent moment to himself on the far side. Any individual figures that you think will pose a real threat in front of goal? I mean, Rudy Gusted has been very highly touted, hasn't he?
Yeah, they're all in January transfer window. He's playing with a few clubs. He's done tremendously well. He's a big lad. He can get hold of the ball and cause a lot of problems to any back four. And the lads will be looking to get the ball up to him as soon as they can today, and players running off him to support him.
Big lad, he's massive. I mean, I remember us playing Chelsea thinking they're giants. This lad would fit in the Chelsea team.
Yeah, they'd walk and I think with the size of him. We haven't got the biggest side about, but the lads are all good footballers who want to get the ball down and play, and I think they'll try and push on today, and fingers crossed he can have a go.
And behind him in Kearney, what sort of supply line has he got?
He's got a nice left foot on it, Tom. He's confident in the ball, as well as the rest of them, to be fair. They've got Corey Evans in the middle, Williamson. Williamson's a bit more experienced, he's 31. Corey's only 23, and I think Tom's 23 as well, so we've got a young side out there today. But I think they'll all be looking forward to relishing this opportunity to shine.
Well, we're certainly looking forward to this one. The clock has just ticked on to 4 o'clock on the Giant Anfield scoreboard. Liverpool against Blackburn Rovers on Radio City Sport this afternoon. The toss has been made, and Blackburn have obviously won that toss because Liverpool like to shoot towards the top end in the second half, but they won't get their wish. Daniel Sturridge just retreating and rolling a ball back to this near sideline. Final sort of shake of the hands and a hug between Martin Skrtel and Simon Mignolet. And for a team whose first half of the season was pretty atrocious, Liverpool have done more than rectify their season. They've got themselves to the verge of a trip to Wembley. And as well as that, of course, that chase for the top four is massively alive and well. Simon Mignolet's got the sun glaring into his eyes down that, and it's a beautiful day. Blue skies here. But Mignolet just covering his eyes with that glare in his face. And we're all set and ready to go. The FA Cup has thrown up plenty of surprises this season. Surely Liverpool won't be the victims of another one today. And here's Raheem Sterling, receives the ball left-hand side, roll back towards Martin Skrtel. It's been a bizarre season for FA Cup shots, Jay, hasn't it?
Yeah, there's been a few big knockouts on the way. Bradford done tremendously well at Stamford Bridge, as everybody knows, and the lads have gone here today knowing if they want to, they can cause an upset here, but they know the tough task they've got in front of them.
Right, what's happened there, Jay?
Of course, Rudy's gone off for the header with Martin. He doesn't look too well at the moment.
Well, flat out on the floor, Martin Skrtel, Rudy Gusted challenging at the same time, and the cameras are showing that Skrtel flat out with arms splayed either side of him. Didn't quite catch that in full, but it certainly looks like Martin Skrtel has taken the full force of a collision. We'll watch the replay there. It didn't look to be any obvious collision in the air. Let's see it again. Rudy Gusted goes up, a flinging left arm, but it looks more to do with the way that Martin's fallen on his back.
Yeah, seems to have found his head as he landed. They've got off with a good header, and no elbow's been shown by Rudy, but both the way he's landed, he seems to have landed badly on his head.
Is that just that's a 50-50 jump, isn't it?
Yeah, they're going to be part of the game. When you've got two big lights like them, we want to go and win every single header. But unlucky for Martin, it looks like he's fell awkward, and hopefully he's okay.
The biggest concern, obviously, is for Martin Skrtel. He's moving his left leg, but his arms are still out either side, and that's come within 2 minutes of the game starting. And obviously, a lot of concern down there on the pitch. Rudy Gusted is just trying to move away, and he's talking to the rest of his Blackburn team and trying to keep their minds focused. Of course, no player wants to see another player injured whatsoever, and the medical team doing their job at the moment. So he's come over to have a word with Gary Bowyer. And there's still plenty of concern down there as the players, with Coutinho and Emre Can, crowding round Martin Skrtel. It's impossible to see, but surely there will be a change, and Kolo Touré has already stripped out more than capable replacement. You don't want to see any player go off in this sort of circumstance. I think the only thing we can say about it, though, is no malicious intent, nothing like that, just a very awkward fall and a 50-50 challenge between two tough players. And so at the moment, that medical team doing its job, but this delay is longer than we would expect for most delays, so clearly there's something serious down there, Jay.
Yeah, definitely. I say the way he fell, looking back on the replay there, it looked like he fell awkwardly on the back of his head, and I say he's the height of the pair who can jump. It's a long way for them to come down, and hopefully he'll be okay.
The stretcher's out there, and the medical team are looking at how to deal with the situation. They're putting Martin Skrtel's legs together to make sure he's comfortable, and then there's at least four or five paramedics who are now moving him over to that stretcher, and Kolo Touré will come on. Before he came on, Kolo, or before he does come on, Colin Pascoe's given him some thoughts, and Brendan Rodgers as well was a big pat for him and trying to G him up. Kolo wouldn't have expected to be involved so early on. Skrtel being lifted on to the stretcher, and now they'll be ready to move him off. Has he got an oxygen mask or something like that? I don't know. I can't say. I could just see the very top of his head at the moment, and they are being very delicate with him. So Kolo Touré still ready to come on. There's whole Anfield Road end filled with the blue and white of Blackburn Rovers. They've had a season which has seen them at the moment mid-table. A brilliant win midweek against Sheffield Wednesday. Jay played in that one. And they're here to see their team. Now the whole ground applauding Martin Skrtel, who puts his arms up and his thumbs up at the same time. So that's a lovely acknowledgement He's got a neck brace on, but again, he sticks his arms up as if to say, I'm okay. Well, that's great. At least he's conscious.
Sign. Yeah, it's a great sign. And I think nowadays, I think they've changed the rules, haven't they, where it's not up to the player if he says he feels okay. It's now to the member of staff, and they feel he's not right to carry on, and they took him off the field in a neck brace.
Coutinho now. Edge of the Blackburn penalty area. Outside of the boot, Peter pass over to Raheem Sterling on the left wing. Sterling face up against Adam Henley. Back to Henderson. Bit quick with his pass into Sturridge, but it bounces out to Sterling, left of the penalty area. Tries to get space, finds it, rolls it in towards Sturridge, and there's a... Oh, goodness me. Well, there was a ricochet off a player, which caught the Blackburn keeper, Simon Eastwood, flat-footed, and the ball ended up in the side netting. No-one knew where that was going.
No, I don't think anyone did. It's an unlucky clearance from Kilgallen, smashed against, I think it was Williamson, and it's just gone past the post. But I think keeper would have got there.
Well, it's given Liverpool a corner from the left side of the cop, and we've probably had about 10 minutes of play so far. And taking this corner for the Reds, looks like it will be Jordan Henderson. Low, right through the centre, headed away by Blackburn. Markovic puts it back into the box. Chan faces up to his man, he won't go for goal, instead it's crossed back into the box. Gested heads away, trying to follow through is Coutinho, but he got a whack on the boot as he unleashed that shot. I think he kicked a Blackburn player's legs as he tried to shoot, and it's eventually gone out for a Blackburn throw. Dejan Lovren down the halfway line, left footed, he's curved across out to the wing for Markovic. That was good distribution. Now Chan takes it on. Chan from the middle of the Blackburn half to Markovic, rolled into the box, it's Lallana under pressure. Well, there was some cries for a penalty shout, but you would have had to be a brave referee to give that one. And I think it was largely because the Blackburn challenge had come in from behind, but, well, I don't think that was a 100% gimme penalty. Let's watch the replay on this. What did you make of it first time, Jake?
First time, I think that was a great tackle first time. I could see where the... where they were looking for, but he's got his foot wrapped around and great tackle in mind.
He's touched the ball first, yeah, hasn't he? It's Kilgallen, yeah. And I think that was a spot on call by the referee. Henderson now takes the resulting corner. It's an outswinger. Attacking the ball is Dejan Lovren, who's rising high. The referee looks at the linesman, who's raised his flag. Yeah, I think a couple of watches of that replay, and I think the initial thought is he's challenging from behind.
Yeah, I think that's what everyone was looking about. He's challenging from behind, but if you look at the replay, he's got his foot wrapped back across him, and he's won the ball fairly and square, and that was a good chance for Lovren as well with a header.
And there's an interception coming from Adam Henley in the Blackburn right back position, headed on. Ooh, and the run, the header by Tom Kenny, the run down the right hand side, and Blackburn attacking the box, and they almost found a way through.
Good defender from Carlo. 2-1-2 at one point.
Goodness me, that was Craig Conway offering something up front. Now the ball put in towards Rudy Gested again. I think even the manager, Gary Bowyer, thought that might have slipped in the near post past Simon Mignolet for a second or two, but the defending from Glenn Johnson just saw the ball shielded out past the post, and in the last couple of minutes, Blackburn Rovers are offering a real attacking threat.
Well, Raheem's lost that in a dangerous place, and Craig Conway's put in a great ball, and it looked like it just hit Johnson in the cheek. gone out for a corner.
Could have gone anywhere. Had one of those at either end of the pitch now. And corner kick down at the Anfield Road end, so you can hear the cries from the away supporters urging their team on. Gested's in that six-yard box, this corner's taken, header away is strong and solid by Kolo Touré. It'll be followed up by a header back out to the wing from Lee Williamson, and put back into the Liverpool box for Kolo to head away once more. Controlled by Blackburn Rovers and pushed out to the left-hand side. There's Marcus Olsen onto the left wing. Ben Marshall crosses back in. Kolo has to get in the way. Great head of ball. His keeper. Didn't want to take any risks. He's put it out for a throw-in.
That's a great ball. That's what Ben's all about. He does it week in, week out. Cuts back onto his right foot and puts in some difficult delivery, and well defended by Kolo.
Well, he got a perfect angle, didn't he? And he wraps his foot around the ball really well to the worst position for defending teams, centre of the six-yard box. Marshall takes the throw-in, Gested heads it on, and caught this time by Mignolet, and we've just seen a period of pressure which Blackburn Rovers are hoping to capitalise on. Olsen's throw down the left side into the Liverpool half, Gested on his chest and a header further on, but Ben Marshall can't quite collect it. Liverpool's clearance isn't long, eventually ends up with a volley forward by Olsen again, headed on by Gisted once more. It's been a recurring theme, and Ben Marshall, left side of the penalty area, chips the ball in. Far side, Gisted looking for the volley, and he's crashed that right-footed volley into the body of Raheem Sterling, and the referee says that was a foul. That must have winded Raheem.
Yeah, I thought it's a bit harsh for a foul, though. He's literally had a volley in the pair and just landed down. But it must have winded him a bit, because he's...
Goodness me, you wouldn't want his knee crashing into you.
Rudy's been involved quite a bit in this first 15-20 minutes, though, and looks like a lot of problems.
Well, hasn't he just? Obviously, quite a lot of clubs watching him. Just going back to the pitch, Jay did say that playing on Sheffield Wednesday was actually 20 times worse than
look
this.
Look at that replay as well. Raheem's handled it as well.
Oh, goodness me. Gisted's clobbered him in the middle with that attempt at a volley, but the ball has come off Raheem as well. Chan now shooting distance for Henderson, although a player in front of him couldn't get past Corey Evans. Coutinho over to Johnson once more. Liverpool have got Blackburn Hem back for a couple of minutes. Lallana to Coutinho, edge of the box, kicks it onto his left foot, looks for a curling shot, and unlike the shot at Bolton Wanderers, which was an absolute rip-roaring goal, that one wasn't quite of Coutinho standards.
No, they've been watching a few videos of him the past week and making sure they take him onto his left foot, and you can see there Corey's made sure he's not hitting with his right, because we've seen now what he can do with that and take him onto his left foot, which it's not exactly weak, but it's a little bit weaker than his right.
Is that the only way to stop Coutinho? Because he's a box of tricks, isn't he?
Yeah, the way he's playing at the moment and the confidence that he's got, and the way he's cutting open teams before and the goals he's scored, and he's on top of his game, and the lads know exactly what they've got to do. They've got to get in his face and keep him off his right foot and keep his head down.
Sterling immediately sees the body of Marshall collide into him. Conway, I should say, sorry. And it's free kick for Liverpool, far left-hand side. And so they put Kolo Touré and Dejan Lovren up into the penalty area. Of course, no Martin Skrtel to be involved in these set pieces. And not a team full of massive height, Liverpool. Coutinho tees this one up. Takes it quickly, right-footed in towards Sturridge. He won't find it for Kolo Touré. Oh, no, it's been ruled out. The referee looks to the linesman. Kolo thought he had a dream goal. There's a massive smile on Kolo's face.
He looks like a gutter with that one.
Big laughs from Liverpool's centre-half as he goes back, not only because he never, ever scores.
Not from the initial ball, I think it's from the flick-on. He's gone into an offside position, and I think the line's got a good decision there.
Philip Coutinho now from the halfway line. Cleverly chipped ball out to Markovic, who's on the right edge of the Blackburn penalty area. Takes a shot himself, and almost courtesy of a deflection, nearly wrong-footed the keeper Eastwood, but he just found himself back on balance and saved it.
Good defending again from Olsen. I think going to be crucial parts out wide, but he stood up well there and got a good block on the ball.
Sterling down the left-hand side, pushing Adam Henley back, playing in towards Sturridge. Sturridge proving hard to control. That's a great stop by Simon Eastwood. Sturridge got his shot away, and Eastwood kept it at bay, and it's gone out near the corner flag for a goal kick.
I think the Blackburn will just be pretty much similar again. They've done well, they've stayed disciplined at the back, and they've counted well. They've done well off getting off the balls off Rudy. Liverpool, I think, just need to pick it up maybe 5-10% with the passing to try and open them up a bit quick and not let Blackburn get into two banks of four and protect that 18-yard box.
Touré running square across his own penalty area. Liverpool 0, Blackburn Rovers 0. Half-time whistle goes. Massive credit to Blackburn Rovers.
They've come and they've set the stall out, and they've done well. They've defended well and done really well, and they'll be proud of their first half.
So the players come off there. Jay mentioned before, maybe Brendan Rodgers might ask for 10-15% more from the Liverpool team. There's been a lot of moments where the play's been sort of centred around each penalty area, but it is noticeable that both keepers haven't spent the first halves making big saves, although at the end of the first half there, Simon Eastwood made a very important block.
Yeah, two strong hands. Sturridge done well to take Kagallan in the box and get a shot away, and a good palm away from Eastwood.
So the second half, Jay, the Blackburn plan is
stay as we are, yeah, of course. I think they've done well. I think they broke up a bit of Liverpool playing, countered really well. The lads, Tom Kearney, Ben Marshall and Craig Conway have run off really well when he's got all the ball. He got all of it, and everything seems to be going through him and working at the moment. So I don't think he'd have much to say, but Liverpool maybe pick up the pitch passing maybe 10-15% more quicker and try and open up Blackburn a little bit quicker.
Nothing like a bit of drama in the FA Cup. Of course, Blackburn have beaten Swansea and Stoke.
Yeah,
so they've got that in their bank,
yeah,
haven't they?
Yeah, of course they have. They were two home games, which obviously they were two tough games to get apart from, but they won 3-1 or 4-1, and in both games they were quite comfortable as well. They show what they're all about, and I think they've done it again here today.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Score up to £2,000 cash advance when your claim's accepted. See website for terms.
OK, welcome back to Anfield. It's 9 minutes past 5 o'clock. Slight delay, of course, to this game within a couple of minutes. A challenge between Martin Skrtel and Rudi Gusted meant that Skrtel had to be stretched off. No updates on that, but as he did leave the field, he raised his arms and put the thumbs up. So we're hopeful that things will be OK on that score. Let's just have a look through the Liverpool lineup because the teams are back out there. Simon Mignolet in goal. The back three today now reconfigures as Glenn Johnson on the right side, Kolo Touré stepping into the centre, and Dejan Lovren on the left of the back three. Lazar Markovic, the right wing back. Over on the left wing back position, Raheem Sterling. Centre and midfield, Emre Can and Jordan Henderson. And then further forward, Adam Lallana, Daniel Sturridge and Philip Coutinho. Against the Blackburn side, who've given a superb account of themselves so far in goal, Simon Eastwood, who made a big stop in the first half. Adam Henley, Baptiste, Kilgallen and Olsen, the back four. Conway, Williamson, Evans and Marshall in midfield. And Kenny and Gusted up front for Blackburn. Blackburn shooting towards the cop end in the second half of the game because they won the toss. We're a minute into this second 45. Hugh Stradler's coming back to their seats. Blackburn have possession. One of the key things that myself and Jay Spearing talked about in the first half, Blackburn have somewhat managed to silence what has been of late a raucous Anfield crowd.
It's been very raucous at the moment and been quite quiet today. I don't think Liverpool have given really much to scream about or shout about, apart from the disallowed goal and Sturridge's chance in the box late on.
Well, Blackburn have had a couple of chances themselves. Here's a throw-in by Rovers down the left-hand side, Kolo Touré. We'll just watch it out. Rudi Gusted just behind him. Kolo rolls the ball back into Simon Mignolet's path. Tom Kearney. Oh, found great space. Blackburn have got men in the box as well. One of them's Marcus Olsen. That ball put in low, but defended by Kolo Touré and then rushed away by Lazar Markovic. He's got immense pace. Can he find the pass? And he doesn't, because Baptiste read it, picked it out. It's put Blackburn on the front foot, and they're racing down the right-hand side towards the penalty area. They're in there with Conway. He's hit it against the legs of Emre Can, and a corner kick is earned. And do you know what? If you look at how that came about, Markovic, who looked dramatic with his run out, his final ball was awful. It allowed Blackburn to counter-attack.
Well, Baptiste has read his pass and he's run out 30-40 yards with it. Baptiste has run it, played it out to Craig Conway, and he's got past Lovren quite easy, and great defensive work by Cantor. Come back and stop the ball getting into the box.
Craig Conway now, cop end, out swinging corner. Baptiste header! Oh, that's magnificent from Mignolet. Stops it on the line. Baptiste header should have been the favourite there. It was heading into the top right corner and Mignolet followed it, tracked it and pushed it over the bar with the left arm. For Liverpool, living right on the edge there.
Fantastic delivery from Craig, and what a header by Baptiste as well. And it's a tremendous save from Simon Mignolet, which he's had nothing to do at all in the first half, and he's pulled that great save out here.
Coutinho, who does manage to turn his man Lee Williamson, who seemed to hobble away from that. Williamson got a foot stood on or something, but thrown now by Sterling in towards the dead ball line. Back heel by Sturridge across the edge of the 6-yard box by Coutinho. Important block and move away by Kilgallen. Ends up with Sterling, edge of the penalty area. Liverpool scrapping for it. Can has it. But he can't turn to face goal. Has to play it backwards for Johnson, who skips it into the box. Brought out of the air by Sturridge. Brilliant, but the shot is blocked out. Comes out to Coutinho, who miskicks it. Magnificent pressure from Liverpool. There was a sublime piece of work by Daniel Sturridge there.
He's brought it down quite brilliantly, to be honest with you. He's had a great shot away, and he's superb defending by Baptiste, and then Kilgallen again to keep them out. It's superb defending.
Coutinho jinking this way and that, then delivers away from Williamson to Can, and the ball's gone forward the wrong side of Daniel Sturridge. Not an awful lot has fallen Sturridge's way today. Not dominated or monopolised the game. Not had that killer presence, but only needs one moment. And maybe this is it. Sturridge to the edge of the box and left-footed. Hits that shot. Comes off. No, it doesn't come off Kilgallen. It was Sturridge's shot that went in towards the fans. Oh, just as I was saying, he'd had a poor day. Almost came to life.
That's what good strikers do. If things aren't going the way, they always have that one chance to maybe create a goal. And it's a good opportunity for Sturridge. Just can't keep his volley down. And looks like he's under a bit of pressure from Kilgallen as well.
He struggled since he's come back. I mean, he came back, scored straight away, but maybe people have expected too much from him, Jack.
Yeah, I think so. Because before he was injured, he was scoring goals, he was creating things, he's probably one of the informed strikers of the Premier League, and he's come back and people just expected him to crack on straight away, but things just haven't worked out for him at the moment.
And here's a pass in towards Sturridge in the penalty area, missed kick clearance, eventually cleared by Chris Taylor. And that ball might just bounce out. No, Colo Torre keeps it in play for Glenn Johnson.
Blackburn just can't seem to be getting the game at the moment.
It's all Liverpool. Lallana right side of the penalty area. Cross into the box. Lost by the keeper initially. Oh. And did it bounce off him and then onto Balotelli and back in towards Simon Eastwood's grasp.
It's lucky for Eastwood there, but he's reacted well to the deflection and got on top of it quickly.
Look at that replay. There is a slice of luck there. It does, it bounces off him, comes to the defender and then gets on to it. So Balotelli never even touched it. It looked initially in the flash like he might have done. Other end of the field, Gested back heels it, hoping Conway will meet up on that one. Flicked away by Lovren and out to the far wing. So Blackburn Rovers get themselves a throw it almost out of nothing. They gain something.
They have, that's nothing. They keep winning the ball back, but not keeping it up top, and it comes straight back. Rudy was influential in the first half, but he's been very quiet second, and not been able to keep all the ball for the lads.
Colo Torre gives to the right side, and Glenn Johnson. Johnson on possession.
There's no one showing for him now, and the crowd seems to be getting a bit on the players back, and nothing's going forward, but.
Bit agitated. Here's Balotelli outside the box, goes for goal, shot straight at the keeper into the chest of Simon Eastwood. At least this time it didn't go sky high over that goal.
He's hit the target, but it's an easy save for Eastwood.
Yeah, for a player of his quality, isn't he? He's got to be making him move at least. Balotelli dribbling it forward. Oh, good outlet. Found a ball to the right side. Lallana, who's in the box, tees up the shot himself perhaps. Hits Olsen. Gets another chance to cross. No one there in the box bar Williamson. And he's got time to think about his clearance out. It's up to Gested. Gested off his knees. And then Coutinho comes from behind and wins it.
He's up there on his own. It's a difficult ball to get hold of. And he's got three round him against one.
Another chance to cross for Lallana on the right-hand side, blocked out by the challenge of Chris Taylor. Corner from this right wing, which Lallana will take this time. I mean, Liverpool have never even settled on a corner kick taker really this season. Henderson's taken a few, Lucas has even taken one, Joe Allen's taken some. And this is Lallana, probably the best of the options they've got. Anfield Road end, Adam Lallana, outswinging ball towards Balotelli and Colo Torre. It's wrapped in there by Henderson. It's not cleared away yet. Now it will be with a header by Adam Henley. Another corner.
Great save.
Was that the keeper, was it?
Yeah, great save.
Well, Simon Eastwood once or twice in this game has been called upon. And yet again, that time he blocked it out to make sure another corner was earned. This one from Coutinho. That time Rudy Gested first with the header, edge of the box. Henderson then heads it back out to Coutinho once more. Jinks his way into the penalty area. All finds space, lovely stuff now. Torre involved, Coutinho still got it. It's all Coutinho, he's gone near post. He's hit it into the side net, and that was like some sort of circus trick show by Coutinho.
He's had a few slant about him there, and he's got through a good few plays, but he's gone for the little quick one into the near post keeper, but he's pulled it wide.
Johnson on the right side, Lallana helps him out. Turns this way and that, just trying to upset the stance of Chris Taylor, then gets the cross in. Baptiste heads away. Williamson gets the second header clear, drops to Coutinho, who's got good vision to look over to the right side and find Johnson. Johnson finds the cross into the box. It's missed. Balotelli, and Sterling was there, but he couldn't divert it home. It's gone out for a goal kick.
Maybe should have reacted to it a little bit earlier and gone for the volley. If he reacts to them missing that header, he can slide in and volley that.
Conway on the right wing, keeps it in under pressure. from Sterling, who's been an absolute thorn in his side all day. Sterling wins it off Conway. Comes to the halfway line, and Blackburn Rovers have achieved an incredible, incredible result here today. Liverpool 0, Blackburn Rovers 0 in the FA Cup quarter final. And take nothing away from Blackburn, they were sensational. Jay Spearer.
I think they thoroughly deserved it. From the first whistle, they've competed against the top side, they were on top form, and they've worked hard for 90 minutes, every single one of them. I think every single one deserves the man of the match. They've all been brilliant, they've worked hard for one another, they've settled when Liverpool have had the ball to frustrate them, and that's exactly what they've done. Liverpool for me were a little bit disappointing today. They weren't as bright and as sharp as I expected them to be, and I don't, didn't really see like a killer opportunity for them apart from Sturridge in the box on the shot, and he sort of feel as if he's had a nice day at Anfield. He's made one or two saves, but I think it's fully deserved from Blackburn's point of view.
Yeah, big statement from Blackburn Rovers. You say 11 men of the match for them. What about for Liverpool? Have you given your most range man of the match? Emre Can, you mentioned.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give it to Emre. I think it's been, it was a difficult afternoon for every one of them. A lot of them were trying to force passes through and things never were. But yeah, I'd have to say Emre Can. I think he was steady throughout the game. He looked to keep the ball going, keep passing it in. Yeah, I'd have to say him.
A bit of a party in Blackburn tonight by the look of those Rovers.
Yeah, there will
fans.
Be. It's a massive day for them, and it's a massive day for the fellas as well. The lads have all been working hard all week for this. They knew it was coming. They knew they'd have to work as hard as they can to compete and come out with any sort of result. And again, it was thoroughly deserved from every single one of them, but the effort in, and even the subs who've come on have been incredible, and well done.
A little bit gutted, aren't you, that you don't actually get to play in this fixture really, Jay, and especially now it goes to another one.
Yeah, it'll be the third time in a year that we get a chance to play Liverpool, but something that we'll have to, the lads full work for, and they've worked hard for this result, and to get it back to Ewood Park, it's a massive thing, and it's going to be a difficult game. The pitch isn't as good as this is not as good as it has been Liverpool, but it'll be a tough one to go to Ewood Park, and the lads will be looking forward to it.
Yeah, so how does it balance up at Ewood Park? Do you think Blackburn, having already taken the scalp of Stoke, and do you think they'll fancy causing a big cup upset there?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think after today's performance as well, they've kept control of Liverpool, have stopped them doing what they wanted to do from the off. In the first minute, you could see they'd be rough for it. But with Ewood Park, it's going to be difficult. It's a difficult pitch to play on, and Liverpool players are going to find it hard to try and play some football. You might have to go to a different way of playing, but the lads are going to be looking forward to that, and I think the fans as well, they can tell about the reaction. Post-match.
I think it's a big credit to my players, first of all. I thought they were on the back end of a really tough week of games. I actually asked them, the objective was, could we get 4 points out of six over the course of Manchester City and Burnley on the back of a travel to Beşiktaş? And we ended up, we got 6 out of 6. And the objective in this game was to make sure we were in the hat for the semi-final. Now, we didn't quite win the game, but we're still in there, and I'm very proud of the effort that they put in. But also for Blackburn, I thought that they had a great effort here. We've seen it with the Championship teams when they come here. We've never won in the 90 minutes. You know, with Middlesbrough and a cup game here before, and also with Bolton. But we've got big confidence, whether we're home or away, that we can get a result. But give credit to Blackburn, because they defend it very, very well.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're at the top of their game. Go to hampsonhughes.com.